Hi, how are you all doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. Wow, enthusiasm. Excellent. Excellent. Hi, how are you? Good. Are any of you, some of you are a little younger, but some of you not so much. You're seven? Oh, my goodness. How many of you are going to camp today?
Me.
You guys are going to, you're not going to camp? You're going to camp today?
I have a camp.
You have a camp? I'll just move over for you. Don't worry. Good. Good. You're going to the Y, so there's different ways to go to camp. And some of you are going to elementary school camp up at Cedar Glen, right? My son Cameron is going, so I hope you'll see him there. Your school is? All right. That sounds like a secret. Should I keep that a secret? Oh, I should. Shh. Oh, should we pray for her? Okay. We just had a prayer request that mom's in the hospital, so that we're gonna hold her in prayer. All right. Now, that's an important thing to talk about, so thank you for telling me. I appreciate that. And when it comes to our prayer time, we'll lift up those who might be in need of healing. One of the things I want to talk about, though, is camp. How many of you, even if you're not going to camp this year, how many of you have ever been to camp or maybe been camping? Yeah? This is your first time going to summer camp, and you've been to camp, and you've been camping, and this will be your first time. Well, good news we can talk about a little bit. Since this is your first time, you'll know what to expect. Now, I'm told last service we were given a very detailed daily schedule for the elementary school camp, and I'm told it starts with getting up. You sleep in a cabin, and so if you sleep there, that's probably where you wake up most of the time. And so that's what we're told, is you wake up in your cabin, and you have breakfast, and you have a chapel time, and then there's time to clean your cabin. And after that, there's some program time. There's lunch is somewhere in there. There's a rest time in there. There's a second cabin cleaning time. I don't know what happens that they need two cabin cleaning times every day, but that's what I'm told is on the schedule.
There's cabin cleaning, and sometimes you do art in your cabin.
Sometimes you do art in your cabin, and maybe art gets messy, and that's why you have to do extra cleaning. Sometimes I think the best art can be a little messy. I really think so. Do you agree? I think so. Yes, good. We're all in agreement. Good. Now, after some of that stuff, there's some more chapel time, and there's some free time in there. There's lots of fun stuff that happens at camp. One of the things that we talked about doesn't happen at camp is you don't all bring your Wii games up to camp. You don't all bring your DS up to camp. You don't all bring your iPod Touch up to camp, or if you're fortunate enough to have an iPad, you don't bring those. Right, there's no video games at camp. You don't get to watch your favorite TV show at camp. Right? You don't, if you're fortunate enough to have a cell phone, you don't bring that up to camp. Right? So the way it was described to me is there's no electronic devices at all. Now I got to tell you something. My iPad and my iPhone are right over there. If I had to spend a whole week without them, that'd be hard.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you guys who have those things? Is that hard to spend a whole week without that stuff?
No,
you say no, some of you say yes. I think we're all maybe a little bit different. For some of us it's easy, and for some of us it's hard, and that's okay either way. One of the reasons that I think that's a good thing, do you want to know why I think that's a good thing? You stayed 2 weeks without your TV. You've had some practice. Well, one of the reasons I think that's a good thing is I think sometimes some of those things can distract us. Have you ever felt distracted?
No.
I feel distracted. Sometimes I do. Maybe you have too. And sometimes, you know, we think about this as an intergenerational thing, but I really think it's beyond that. Sometimes I think that we all need to be reminded to put down some of these screens and electronic things and focus on God. Now, I'm not saying that God can't talk to us through a screen or a video game. I think that God's bigger than those things. But what I think is often helpful is to be distraction-free. To be rid of some of those things so that we can be more aware, because I think God talks to us an awful lot more than we hear God. I think that God calls us and speaks to us about how to treat the world and the people around us maybe more often than we're paying attention. And by taking some time to go to camp or to go camping, to be free of some of those distractions, I think is a way that we can help make sure that we take time to listen for God. Does that sound good to you? Will you guys who are going to camp this week, will you guys make sure that you take time and listen for God this week? And if you're not going to elementary school camp at Cedar Glen, if maybe you're going to a YMCA camp or if you're going camping some other time, will you make sure that you take some time to listen for God? And even if you don't go to a camp, even if you don't go away, even if you don't leave your house all week until next Sunday, Will you take some time to disconnect from all the stuff and listen for God? Will you all do that too? Oh, you're not going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, you will do that. Oh, I appreciate that. Well, if you remember, I like to close in prayer. So, and the way I like to do it is for me to say it and you all to repeat after me. Is that okay? Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you might have to write it down, it looks like. You all can join in as well. Dear God, thanks for how you speak to us, even when we don't hear you. Give us open ears and open hearts and open minds so that we can hear you and the many ways you speak to us. Amen.